This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Can we imagine a future with zero waste? Now, we can't all say, ach man, no, that's just a dream that's too big and out of reach. Well, you've got to start small and you've got to start somewhere. And if you do nothing, Elmer Pollard's going to drive over you to your house and kick you in the shins. Good morning, Elmer Pollard.
Oh, I hope I inspire rather than punish.
Yeah, that's Elmer Pollard's voice there. She's the executive director of the Green Times, an eco-consultant and a coach. You know, this idea of upcycling tickles me pink, because it's like it was meant for one thing, Elmer, and now it can become another thing, a new lease on life without having to create something new.
Absolutely. So what would you say is the definition of upcycling?
Taking something that's already been made for one purpose and recreating it to use for another purpose.
And improving the value.
Aha.
Yeah, that's why it's upcycling.
I see.
Just recycling, hey?
Ah.
So, yeah, I think that is so exciting, and that's why the story, I think, is really cool. It's all about, you know, businesses produce things, and they produce packaging, and a sustainable business is not just a sustainable product, but also sustainable packaging. So this evolves around a company that's making upcycled, they call them tote bags now.
Yeah.
I'm old-fashioned, I call them rucksack store. But, you know, it's made of old yacht sails and used banners, advertising banners,
yes,
and outdoor canvas. You know, these things are made to last forever because they are robust. So the whole thing about this bag is it's a bag for life. You don't keep buying, breaking and tossing and buying new rucksacks. You get one for life. They are made. They are guaranteed for life, and they're made to be repaired if anything goes wrong. So there's a system behind it as well, which you can imagine if something ever goes wrong, there will be somebody who can repair it.
Yes.
It's usually the zips. Maybe they now use a much better zips as well. But so this is giving a new life to old materials that in the past would have been dumped.
Mm. I love this, Elmer. And we've seen it with our own eyes here at Radio Cape Pulpit. A few years ago, there was a brand who make shoes, and they had their billboards, and those billboards are tough materials. Mm. And they created school bags, which we helped to distribute, that they brought over here to show that they were distributing. We didn't distribute them. But when they brought it in to show us, I thought, what's great about this is, apart from the upcycling, is none of them look the same. So there's this element of uniqueness. You know, you've got this product that doesn't look the same as everyone else's, because the design obviously is quite multidimensional. So depending which corner you get.
Us humans, you know, everything God made is unique.
Yeah.
So we're kind of going in sync with that as well. And it means that you tick all the boxes of sustainability. So what is a sustainable brand? A sustainable brand looks at, you know, the sustainability table has four legs.
Mm.
And that is waste, water, energy, and biodiversity. So a really sustainable brand will pay attention to all four of those things. At this point, we don't really talk about fully sustainable brands. I talk about greener brands. Because most people are still in progress. We are still reaching there. We are not there yet. But it does already make it possible for us to choose the greenest option so that we become more conscious shoppers. And also what I find exciting about this story is that they pertinently say here now that sustainable brands also have a responsibility to inspire more environmentally conscious consumers. So I'm not having to inspire people alone anymore. They're taking co-responsibility for that, which is really cool. So we're taking hands to help move the world forward to a place that gives us a cleaner future.
Now we just need to find out how to make shoes or things that are really useful out of something like plastic water bottles and drinking bottles. We can just find
some
a way.
Some of those things are already happening. We know that some of the plastic water bottles are turned into cycling tops and things like that.
Amazing. Right?
That's already happening. So, and also there's the sustainable running shoes being made by another brand, and they've actually partnered with these people. So I'm not going to mention brand names here, but the story is there for people to see. And, you know, these shoes are also made with upcycled materials. And so the impact of the production is sustainable from source to end. And it also means that it's long-lasting. And, you know, I often talk about the importance of minimalism and less is more. And the whole idea is if you buy a pair of these shoes, that they would last you like almost forever. I don't think they guarantee you for a lifetime. But the point is they are made to last.
Yeah.
As opposed to the production industry the last at least 50 years, things were made to break. And that was the big problem on the planet.
Things would really change if we looked at. We had someone speaking on this radio on Monday on this topic of saying we're happy sometimes to say, oh, we're getting a bargain by buying something for 100 Rand, and then we end up over the years buying way more of those because they don't last. And if we had simply waited a bit, gone and spent our money on something of a higher quality, that would last us for way longer and in the long term cost us a whole lot less. We think more of spending frugally in some areas than actually investing for the future. And that's often the reason why we have so much stuff.
Absolutely. And usually if you buy a bargain, it's something you don't need.
Yeah.
So it's waste from the start. Because you actually don't need it. And so one is easily triggered by it because you think, wow, that's a good deal. The other thing, the way that I look at it also, is if things are sold really cheaply, they cannot be made to last.
Yeah.
So they are going to break quickly. And somewhere along the line, someone is being damaged. You know, either poor children in sweatshops somewhere, and they're not getting paid properly at all. You can assume damage somewhere along the way, damage to people and damage to the environment. So you're not being that clever, actually.
Yeah, it's time for us to start thinking where things come from, and not only about where something might end up. And sometimes we buy things to say, "Oh, I'm just going to buy this. Oh no, it's even if it just lasts for the season," and that's the wrong way to go about it. So
that's not acceptable. So I think this syncs up so nicely with my motto of creating a culture of care.
We love that. Creating a culture of care. Reimagining a zero-waste future with these upcycled bags. That's a story that we're chatting about. There are more details on thegreentimes.co.za. As always, Alma's on the cusp of what's happening in these areas, and you'll find all of these stories that you won't see in any other mainstream media. I certainly don't know where else to find them. That's why I simply go to thegreentimes.co.za. And when you finish reading the stories, there's a link through to our website. And once you're there on kpulpit.co.za, click on podcast, and you can hear the words of Alma Pollard right here on 729 AM. Alma, here's to a beautiful green day, and I hope you go and buy yourself one of those tote bags. You see, I can also speak like these fancy young people.
Only if I need one.
Well said. Thanks, Alma.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.